You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Now let me go back to our series. Okay, we're on our series called Just in Time. It is based on the text in Galatians 4, verse 4 to 5, where we'll be talking about the Christmas story. But in Galatians 4, chapter 4, it says, "But when the time had fully come." In short, God throughout history is orchestrating things so that when the time fully comes, He revealed the ultimate rescue plan and sent His Son Jesus, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that's all of us, okay, that we might receive the full rights of sons and daughters, all right? Ibig sabihin, para mas magandang Pasko, dapat alam mo anak ka ng Diyos. And He did that when the time had fully come. He was preparing for the right time, the right timing to really reveal the mystery, which is Jesus Christ would save the world from their sin. I told you last week that the Bible, if you look at the Bible, you can look at it in a micro and in a macro view. Ibig sabihin ng macro view, pag makita mo ang scripture, maraming kwento yan, that actually those are stories that if you combine together, is pointing to a bigger story that one day, God will bring out the rescuer who will rescue the world from their sin. And so if you look at it in an aerial perspective, you would start to see, wow, throughout history, God has been moving. And when the time fully came, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sin. And that's what Christmas is all about. We celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ. That's Galatians 4, verse 4 to 5. Now, let's go back to the Old Testament muna. Meron akong dalawang verses in the Old Testament to show to you that since time immemorial, God was already preparing something. And then we'll look at the new character in our story for this week. In Genesis 3:15, it says, "I will put," ito na yung nag-fall, kinain na nila yung bayabas, all right? And after nila kinain, di ba, yung serpent nandoon, and then God was looking for them, and He put down a curse, okay? And then He looks at the serpent, Satan, and He says in verse 15, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." There was a promise made in Genesis chapter 3 that one day, God is bringing someone who would fight for men, because men choose to sin, and so they'll die in sin. But one day, there will be a rescuer who will rescue mankind from their sin. And He told the serpent, one day, matatalo ka rin, because I will bring about that person. So this was a promise made in the beginning, in Genesis 3. So people have been hearing this story since the beginning. May darating daw who will rescue us. And He will bruise the heel of Satan. And God's people would be victorious. So excited sila. So all throughout history, they were looking for this person, right? And they were looking for the rescuer who would save them. Now in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, this one is a prophecy that was made thousands of years before Jesus came. Kasi sabi ni God, di ba, ang sagot sa problema ng kasalanan natin is that someone will come and rescue man. And so in Isaiah 7:14, another prophecy now was made, aside from all the prophecies that I won't be mentioning now. In Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel." This was big prophecy because when Isaiah prophesied this, sabi niya, one day, may isang babae, virgin, untouched, pure, who would actually be pregnant. And the name of the child will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Impossible ito. Siguro pag nandoon ka nun, parang virgin, mabubuntis. Paano mangyari yun? Possible yan. But the people were so curious because they knew the prophecies of Isaiah actually came to pass. Ang daming prophecies ni Isaiah. And so now this prophecy was what they were waiting for. And as what I said in Malachi last week, tinignan natin yung Malachi, prinophesy ni Malachi na may darating si John the Baptist who will prepare the way for Emmanuel. Now, the prophecy was there's a virgin
would give birth, and the name of the son would be Emmanuel, God with us. And so, excited na naman yung mga tao. Oh, ito na naman. Meron na naman bagong clue kung ano mangyari. So they were waiting for the rescuer who would come. And as what I said, 400 silent years from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And then in Luke, when the time fully came, something happened. Boom, introduced. Last week, Zechariah and Elizabeth and John the Baptist. Today, we'll look at a very famous figure in the Christmas story, which is Mary and Joseph. And let's look at what this is all about. So in Luke 1, let's go to Luke now, the story. Continuation from last week. In the 6th month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. Background. So 6 months lang buntis si Elizabeth. Nakatago si Elizabeth for 5 months. So on the 6th month, lumabas na si Elizabeth, according to last week's story. And now the angel again now came and visited Mary, right? God sent the angel Gabriel to a town called what? Galilee in Nazareth, a town called Galilee. Now, Nazareth, just for your information, is actually nothing. It was so small, it was so insignificant, na parang imposibleng may lalabas sa Nazareth na sisikat. As in, walang pumapansin sa town ng Galilee, tapos Nazareth pa. Yeah. Wala. As in, at the time, if you look at history, Nazareth was only mentioned in the book of Luke. It was never mentioned again. And even in records of history, Nazareth was not mentioned. In short, it was nothing. It was insignificant. Because no one important came out of Nazareth. In Jesus' day, it wasn't a town of 100,000 people. It was a town of dozens, of 50, 100, maybe 150 maximum. In short, a quarter or maybe one side of this, maybe a quarter of this this hall, 150 people, ito na yung tao sa Nazareth. Napakaliit. Magkakakilala lahat. Okay? As in, alam nyo yung chismis. Okay? Sino nag-away kagabi? Diba? Kung, and all those chismis. Alright? Kasi magkakakilala lahat. So si Mary and Joseph, magkakilala yan. Kasi napakaliit nung town nila. This is a very simple rural town. Pag nagro-road trip tayo, tapos nag-stopover kayo kasi gusto nyo bumili ng, ano, ng Zesto, okay, or Chippy, o yung mga local brands na hindi natin nabibili na kundi sa mga sari-sari store, parang ganito to. Pang stopover lang to. Walang nagtutur papuntang Nazareth. It was such a small town. It was insignificant. Walang Meralco dito. Naka-generator sila. It's like that. Walang internet access dito. Kailangan mong pumunta sa barangay to even do that. All of them were actually very poor in this town. That's the town of Nazareth. It was a town of nothing. And there was nothing. In John 1:46, it was even said, somebody mentioned, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Grabe, ganun yung ano niya, yung press release. Walang magandang lalabas sa Nazareth. Lahat doon, wala. Walang vision mga tao, mahirap lang doon. Wala na, walang kinabukasan doon. Kung gusto mong kinabukasan, pumunta ka sa siyudad para mag-aaral. Huwag ka sa Nazareth. So this was the town where the angel visited. Galing, no? All throughout first week, angel visited Zechariah, small town priest, yeah, in nothing. All right, and diba, chose an old barren woman to give birth to John the Baptist. Diba? The angel went to Smallville to get Superman. Laging mga insignificant town, diba, where the heroes would come out. And so in the next verse, it says, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. So si Joseph, descendant ni David, the virgin's name was Mary. Now, let me explain to you who Joseph was. Joseph was probably very young also, around 12 to 16 to 20, mid-20s. Okay? Debatable kung saan. Hindi ako masyado sure kay Joseph, kay Mary sure ako. Right? And he was poor, he's a carpenter, he lived in Nazareth, and he was from the line of David. Okay, so in a town of 50, 100, or 120, there was not a lot of marrying options. Kayo-kayo lang yan. Diba? So,
Kunyari, ilan lang bata naglalaro dyan? Siguro, bata pa sila, magkakilala na sila ni Mary. Tapos one day, I'll marry you, Mary. Parang ganun, di ba? So, kasi walang ibang option. Ang liit nung lugar. Talaga parang yung mga iba dito, di ba? Yung, ano, oh, yung anak ko, sa anak mo na. Ay, fix na natin yan. Okay, di ba? May mga ganun eh. So, medyo ganito yung, ano, oh, eh, yan na yun. Kasi dati, ang babae naman, si Mary at this time was around, and this what I'm sure of, around 12 to 16 years old. Right? So she could get married by the age of 12 or 13. In their culture that time, it was okay because pag 13 ka na, hindi ka teenager, you're a woman. Right? So at the time, Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. Before, pag pledged to be married ka na, 1 year kayong ano, engaged. Ibig sabihin, semi-married na kayo. Bawal na kayong mag-entertain sa labas. Wala na magbabago. In-status nyo na to sa Facebook. Okay? Hindi na natin to pwede baguhin. Nakakahiya. Pagbaguhin pa natin to. Pero walang sex. No touch. Just look. Right? Parang ganun yung dating. So this was the scenario for 1 year. So kung 12 silang dalawa, by 13, they're married. Right? So they were pledged to be married. And here's Mary, who was a virgin. She was pure. She's never seen a man. And she's never seen a man in his fullness. All right? And so she was pure. And she was betrothed to Joseph or engaged to Joseph. Now, both Joseph and Mary were actually very poor. In fact, if you look at Luke, nung pumunta sila sa temple, they only had kalapate. Kasi mga mahirap, kalapati lang ang dala papuntang church kasi yun lang yung kaya nilang dalhin para ma-forgive yung sins nila. So pag mayaman ka, dala mo, ano, kambing or something or sheep. Pero if you're poor, pigeon ang dala mo. Okay? So they were actually very poor. Now, let's go now to Mary. Now, most of us, when we think about Mary, this is what we see, right? We grew up in a very Catholic culture. Right, Mary is white. She uses dove. Okay, she's clean. She's all that. All right, she's so immaculate. Okay, and she's parang wow, ang ganda ni Mary. Sana ganun din yung girlfriend ko. Right, kasi ang gaganda ng mga images ni Mary, from pictures to images, mga rebulto. Maganda si Mary. Am I right? Now this is our picture of Mary, but you have to understand where history is. Because this is actually a false depiction of Mary. Mary was around 12, maximum 16 years old, right? When the angel appeared. So, you've got to let that sink in. She was a teenage girl. She could be in kids' church. Last year in kids' church, 12 years old. And an angel appears to her in her room, and she was actually able to converse better than Zechariah the pastor. Right? So it changes because the image we see now is a 30-year-old or a late 20 Mary, and she's all that. But she's not like that. A picture of Mary could be something like this. Imagine Mary wearing a poor dress. A dress for poor girls. She's dirty. She works in the farm. She's always under the sun. Sunog ang balat. Yan si Mary. Right? That's Mary. That's a picture of Mary. Now, when you have an image of this, the whole Christmas story changes. Because you would see, wow, God can use young people. Last year in kids' church, ginamit ni Lord. Right? That's why I'm telling you, when you bring your kids to kids' church, we're not babysitting them. It's not daycare center so you can adults can worship here. We've equipped and we've tried to make sure that our kids' church is where the future world changers would be. In fact, not future, present world changers would be. Na yung gospel, pinipresenta namin sa kanila habang maaga pa. Gusto mo habang maaga pa, inaayos mo na yung puso para directed na siya kay Lord. Hindi yung pagdating dyan, ini-spoil lang namin, papanoorin namin ng mga veggie tales, hindi ganon. Alright? Para kumain ng carrots o cucumber, it's not the thing that we do there in kids' church. We're training them to be men and women of God.
we want them to love the Lord, right? That's why it's so crucial for you to partner with the church and the church to partner with the parents so that when they get home, it's the same training and atmosphere you're actually building for your kids. Because Mary looks like this when the angel appeared to her. Verse 28, when the angel appeared, here's what happened. Then angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Ano ba to? Good news ba to? Bad news? Why do you greet me in such a way? But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Right? So imagine the scene. 12 to 16, talking to an angel. Right? "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary, you're actually going to be pregnant and you're going to carry Jesus, the one who's prophesied. And actually, Mary, you're the one being prophesied in Isaiah. You know that prophecy, right? It's a famous prophecy and people are waiting for the Messiah. So, grabe yung news, no? Parang ikaw yung katuparan nung sinabi nung prophet Isaiah at the time. And you're around 16 years old. Okay? And the God will give him the throne of his father David and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. So, this was the prophecy that was made hundreds of years ago. And now, it's being fulfilled. And the answer was Mary. Imagine mo, no, kung kayo yung katuparan doon sa prophecy, may anghel na lumabas sa kwarto mo, tapos sinabi sa'yo, "Dave, ikaw ang susunod na Antichrist." Parang ganun. Okay, so parang, whoa! Parang sa Revelations ko lang nabasa yun, ha? Di ba? Parang ganun. Wala akong maisip na ibang prophecy na hindi pa natutupad. Yung Antichrist, no? So, yan. Si Dave nakatira kasi sa 666 Santolan, ano? Andi lang. And so, it was like, wow! Grabe ito, ha? And the Bible says, that the angel said to Mary, "You are highly favored. The favor of the Lord is with you." What does favor mean in Scripture? Favor means unmerited grace. It's given to you. You don't deserve it. You've been chosen. You've been chosen not because you're good or you're a virgin, but you've been chosen. Though you're a virgin, technically, so that's a prophecy, so we need to choose a virgin. But what it means is, the angel was saying, pinili ka namin Mary, hindi dahil ikaw yung pinakalovable sa candidates na pinili ni Lord, but because the Lord just chose you out of His favor for you. Not because you did something good, it's unmerited. That's why you're highly favored. The Lord could have picked another woman from another town na medyo sikat or mataas ang followers sa social media. But no, God chose Mary. God chose someone from Nazareth, a town of nothing, and says, "You are the one who's chosen." It's a picture of the gospel. It's a picture of Christianity and a relationship with God. Ba't ka nandito ngayon? Special ka ba? But out of all your friends, ikaw yung isa sa mga napili na maging Christian. Ba't ka niligawan ni Lord? Di ba? It's actually because of the favor of God. Not because you're so favorable, but because God is so good to us that He chose us. Mary, He says, "I choose Mary. Out of all the women, out of all the virgins in the land, I choose Mary." And that's amazing. You see, that's why we don't preach that you have to get into a religion. Religion is all about what you do to earn God's favor. Christianity is about God showing His favor to people who don't deserve it. Kaya ang isang Kristiyano na iiyak dahil alam niya, "Hindi naman ako ka-favor, ba't ako pinili? Lord, sa dami kong ginawang kasalanan, andito pa rin ako, buhay pa rin ako." It's God's favor. The reason you can even worship and read the Bible and understand the words of God is because you're favored by God. Not because you're good, but because God is good. And He gives us that favor. Religion kasi will try to tell us to do more, try harder, so that you can earn God's favor. Di ba laki tayo sa ganon? Oh, para may favor ka, dapat ito gawin mo. Dapat suyuin mo si Lord. Ito pang gawin mo para mas mahalin ka ni Lord. Hindi, baliktad. Sa Bible, baliktad eh. Sa Christianity, mahal ka ni Lord kaya mo yung ginagawa. Hindi mo yung ginagawa para mahalin, kundi mahal ka niya na. Kaya mo yan ginagawa. So, ang religion kasi is man-made, no? It's us, yung man-made religion. Ha? Kasi ang religion, nakasulat sa Bible yan, ha? Sa James 1:27. True religion is feeding the orphans and taking care of widows. That's true religion. Okay? It's not religion, born again, Catholic, hindi ganun yun, all right? It's all man-made. Religion is man trying to reach God. Christianity is God reaching down to man and saying, you are favored. I died for you. I love you with an everlasting love. And that's what's different with Christianity. And that's the difference between the gospel and other teachings. All the other teachings of religion will tell you, you need to do this. You need to go to ilan stages to experience nirvana. If you don't reach that, you know, we'll put you in a special place. And then your relative should give you some money so that you can get out of that place. It's all based on performance. Mary was just doing her thing when the angel comes to her and says, you are highly favored. Now, there are teachings that says that Mary is sinless. It's actually not true because if you look at scripture, Mary goes to the temple to sacrifice. It means she has sinned and that's why she needs to go to the temple. Okay? So, pag makita mo, pinili siya, hindi dahil mabait siya, kundi ang bait ni Lord. Right? Siguro mabait din naman siya. Diba? Tahimik siya. Masipag siya. Pero hindi yun yung reason ba't siya pinili. Pinili siya dahil pinili lang siya ni Lord. Kasi si Lord. Kung sinong gusto niyang piliin, gusto niya si Zechariah piliin, pipiliin niya. Gusto niya si Mary, gusto niya si Joseph, he'll do it because he is God. So, verse 34, nung sinabi nito na she would give birth. Here's how Mary responded. She said, how will this be? Mary asked the angel. Since I'm a virgin. Paano to? Virgin pa ako. Paano mabubuntis? Now, it's a different response from Zechariah who was asking for a baby. And when the angel says you'll have a baby, Zechariah said, no, hindi nga. Iba eh. Kay Mary, nagtanong. Sabi ni Mary, paano yun? Virgin pa ako. Hindi ko alam yan. Hindi pa ako exposed dyan. Ang pinagkaiba, yung isa hindi naniwala, yung isa nagtatanong. Iba yung naniniwala, iba yung nagtatanong. Right? Iba yung nagtatanong ka lang. Alam mo, it's so normal as Christians that we ask God. I ask God for questions. Doesn't mean I don't believe in God. Now, it's different when you say, I don't believe you can do it. Right? Now, it's another thing to ask questions. Lord, paano mo gagawin, no? Parang imposible, Lord, na gagawin mo to. Lord, parang imposible na bibigay mo yung girl sa akin. Hindi nga ako pinapansin yan, eh. Kaya ni Lord yan. Buhay si Lord. Right? So, iba yung nagtatanong, iba yung hindi naniniwala. Diba? Iba yung, Lord, talaga, bless mo ako? Bibigyan mo ako ng business? Wala nga akong alam sa negosyo. Bubuksan mo yung pintuan? Bibigay ka ng mga key people who would help me? Eh, hindi ko nga sila kilala eh. Iba yung nagtatanong, iba yung, Lord, hindi mo magagawa yan. I doubt. That's different. And Mary was saying, Lord, virgin ako, paano yun? How will you do this? Then the angel answered this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, so at this time, di alam ni Mary na si Elizabeth buntis. Even Elizabeth, your relative, ano nangyari? Okay. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her 6th month. Right? For nothing is impossible with God. So sabi nung angel, alam mo ba, pinsan mo si Elizabeth. Si Manang? Buntis. So, gulat na gulat din si... Hindi, 6 months na, hindi mo alam. Ano ba? Hindi ba kayo nag-Facebook? Di ba? Hindi ba siya nag-upload ng picture niya? Wala. Hindi nila alam kasi nga, Nazareth siya. Walang internet connection nga doon, di ba? Sinabi ko na nung intro. So, kaya ngayong last 3 months ni Elizabeth, kasama niya si Mary, alam niyo ba yun? Bumisita si Mary 3 months nandoon. Sila lang makarelate sa isa't isa eh. Buntis ka, tanda mo na, ikaw nga virgin eh. Di ba? Di ba? So, walang makakaintindi, di ba? Kung weirdo ka, di ba? Parang, ano ba yan? Nabuntis ka, manang, ano ba yan? Anong ininom mo sa kiyapo? Di ba? Parang, or whatever. Anong gayuma yan? Or, and they understand each other. That's why they were together for 3 months till Elizabeth gave birth. When Mary knew this, she went to Elizabeth. For nothing is impossible with God. Don't give up. Nothing is impossible with God. God can create everything out of nothing. He can create that. God can take an elderly woman and said, Manang, I'll make you pregnant. God can take a virgin and said, I'll give you a baby. But Lord, God can do it. Nothing is impossible with God. God can take on human flesh and enter into human history as Jesus Christ to save the world from their sin. Nothing is impossible with God. God can hear and answer our prayer. God could take enemies and make them friends. God can restore relationships. God can, you know, God can restore even husband and wives who said, wala na tong pag-asa, wala na to, hiwalay na ta. God can restore those things. God can restore families. God can restore wealth that was taken away. God can restore joy, happiness. Nothing is impossible with God. So don't move in unbelief. Huwag mo sabihin, kaya ba? Imposible. Imposible yan. May namita ko sa isang expo. May girl, sabi niya, kita niya, friend ko si Pastor Larry, sabi niya, si Larry, nagulat ako, Christian na. Ganyan. Ah, bakit? Ano ba si Larry? Tapos ang dami niya kwento sa akin, naiyak ako. Kung kano kasama ni Larry. Hindi, lang lang. Here's what she said this, you know, alam mo yung nalaman nga namin Christian siya, pastor siya, lahat kami nagulat. Para imposible to. Tapos may isa pa taga-church, nakita si Larry, pastor na, ha, yan yung nambuli sa akin dati. Mga ganun. Nothing is impossible with God. Sa akin, wala masyadong kwento. Bait ako eh. It means, you really, God can change people. Don't think, ay, wala na yan. Imposible na yan. Nothing is impossible with God. You saw my wife, right? Nothing is impossible with God. Jay, nothing is impossible with God. All right. May babae ding tipo yung ganyan. All right. Nothing is impossible with God. Right. And here's what Mary said when it says, for nothing is impossible with God, the angel replied, si Mary, instantaneous. Next verse, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Now, again, it's one verse. May it be to me, Mary said, okay, I'm the Lord's servant. Nung sinabi, nothing is impossible with God. Di ba? Mabubuntis ka, virgin ka. Yes, I'm the Lord's servant. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be, let it be. Okay. May it be pala yan. May it be to me as you have said. Lahat na sinabi mo, game ako. Let's do this. That's what Mary was saying in a feminine way, all right? Okay, let's do this, right? Whatever you say, I'm game. I'm on. Now, you read something like this and you might say, obedient, obedient. Pero dapat alam natin kung saan nanggagaling to culturally. When Mary said that. You know, Mary had simple faith. Siguro, wala pang Bible no, no? Pero may bits and pieces of scripture that she treasures in her heart. And a lot of us, we know a lot about the Bible, pero masyado tayong ano? Masyado tayong anong tawag ba doon? Masyado mong ini-scrutinize, sa kaka-scrutinize mo, darating na si Lord. Hindi ka pa rin nagre-respond. Yeah? Sa dami mong alam, ang dami mong nirarationalize. Dami mong tinatanong. Diba? May sinabi si Lord na ganito. Ganyan si Lord. God is sovereign. Hindi, tanong, may dinosaurs ba? Parang minsan layo ng tanong mo. Kasi nga masyado kang masyado mong, ewan ko anong tawag doon eh, no? Masyado kang pilosopo. Kaya walang nagagawa yung Holy Spirit. Yeah. Oh, pray tayo for healing. Hindi, wala na yan. Sabi ng doctor, wala na yan. Hindi nga eh. Sabi nga sa Bible, let's pray for healing. Hindi na mangyari yan. Why? Because you're trying to rationalize. It can't happen, you know. All of my friends, you know, had this. And no, God can't. Nothing is impossible with God. So, ang hirap minsan, sa dami mong alam, sa dami mong dinidebate sa utak mo, wala na. Walang faith. Kailangan lahat may explanation. Mary had simple faith. How can you explain that? Virgin, pregnant. Lola, pregnant. How could you? You can't. You just have to trust in the Word of God. Because that's what God's Word says. And so, Mary, siguro, di ba, at the age of 12, sinabi engaged na. Planado na yan eh. 12, ganyan. 16, dalawa na anak. 20, di ba, apat na. 30, walo na anak. Siguro, ganun yan. Diba? Tapos meron silang carpentry business. And God had to rewrite her life. God had to rewrite everything. It was all planned. Sino sa inyo may kilala kayong ganun? Planado sobra buhay? Pag tinignan mo yung planner, every 30 minutes yung planner. 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30. Hindi man lang 1 hour eh, no? Talagang dapat planado kung anong gagawin. Get used to God rewriting your script. Because, again, we operate not in our own timeline. We operate in God's timeline. Di ba? Kung ako lang, kunyari, gusto ko sana by the age of ganyan. Retired na ako, ganyan. Or dati, ah. Gusto ko by the age of 30, sobrang yaman ko na, ganyan, ganyan. Daming re-rewrite si Lord ng script. Age of 30, di ba? Lima na anak ko, ganyan. Babaguhin ni Lord lahat yan. Is to rewrite our script. Because why? We're not the hero of our own life. Jesus is. And that's what the whole Bible is all about. Exalting this hero who would save the world from their sin. And it's Jesus who rewrite the story. And Mary, in her simple faith, said, okay. Pero sabi ko ngayon, okay ni Mary, hindi kasing dali as how we read it. Culturally, here's what happened. Una-una, makita mo, Mary did not idolize marriage. Our culture today, we've idolized weddings and marriages. It's sad when you hear single women, what's your goal? To get married. Man, that's a sad life. You get married and that's it. We put it in such a high pedestal. Kaya nga, laging may away pagka-wedding preparation, no? And I'll say this, I say this during marriage prep, and I'll say it now. Okay, women, since this is about Mary, right? I want to talk to the ladies first. Okay, ladies, you have to understand, wedding day, the world will tell you the wedding day is your day. Okay? I'm telling you, it's not your day. It's not. Hindi, 6 years old pa lang ako, dream ko na, tapos walk na, ganyan. So dapat lahat ng gusto ko mangyari. Diba? Gusto ko motive ganito. Gusto ko ganito yung budget. Gusto ko madlang people would go to the reception. Di ba? Eh, magiging husband mo, walang ganun pera eh. But it's my day. He needs to do whatever it is. Because if he can prove himself now, he can prove himself later. Huwag na lang. Now, let me tell you something. Your wedding day is not your day. It is God's day. If you're a Christian, it's not your day. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Okay? It's not your day. Okay? It is God's day, it's your day, and the groom's day. Right? Honeymoon, it's our day. It's God's day, it's God's. Okay? It's not your day. Because sometimes you go to the mga wedding expo, you know, we've idolized marriage. We spend so much on our weddings that we don't spend too much effort and finances on our marriage. It's amazing how the world can market such an occasion. Garbo nga ng wedding mo, sira naman marriage mo. Yeah. Sayang lang. Sayang yung mahal na bulaklak. Sayang yung photography at videography. Susunog mo lang din. Di ba? Kasi galit ka. Why? We've idolized marriage. Mary was saying, I am not idolizing marriage. Let's go on with this. if it needs be. Not only that, but she does not idolize her identity, her comfort and security. She was willing to forgo all of that for it to be taken from her. Why? Because there was a provision in the law that if you're virgin, you're single, and you get pregnant, the man that you're engaged to can actually divorce you, which Joseph actually thought of doing. So yeah, iskandalo to. Anong sasabihin natin? Anong press release? Isang daan na lang nga dito. Sino? Sino? Sino nagbuntis sa'yo? Yung guard? Yung ano? Ano? Sino? Kapitbahay? Di ba? It's a scandal. And so Joseph had a way out because I did not touch her and she's pregnant. And that's what Joseph planned to do. Then an angel appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, papakasalan mo yan. Nanay yan ni Jesus. Kung di mo pinakasalan yan. Oh, so, So Joseph said, okay, whatever you say, angel, we'll do it. All right. So Mary was saying, I could let go of this relationship with Joseph if it needs be. Why? I'm the Lord's servant. I'm not Joseph's. Joseph is not my God. You are my God. Whatever you want, Lord, I'll do it. Okay. If I don't get married, I'm okay. Women, can you really say that? God tells me I'm not getting married, I'm okay. Just give me puppies. Lord, it's okay if I'm not getting married. If God shows up and tells you, you know, we'll rewrite your life, can you really say I'm okay with that? Now, not only was there a provision for Joseph to divorce Mary, there was also a provision in the law that to make an example for her, for all the other young women, they could strip her naked, dress her in rags, and abuse her verbally and physically. Tie her up in the town center and call her a whore and leave her there for a good long while so that all the other women would get the idea that being a fornicator and adulteress is unacceptable. Even in some cities, they were actually stoned to death. Mary was saying, I'm okay with that. She's saying, I'll let go of Joseph. I'll let go of my reputation. I might grow old and people might call me, you know, yung nanay mo. Ganyan yan. It's actually a curse. That's why usong-uso yung curse na yan, di ba? Kahit saan ka pumunta, gulat nga ako, punta akong China, yun din yung tawag. Punta ka sa States, yun din yung tawag. Diba dito, tawag natin PI, di ba? We're cursing. We're cursing the mothers of the land. You know, people can actually say that to me. You don't know my mother. Why would you say that? But it's now an expression. It has entered into our culture. Why? We're trying to curse the very woman who gave birth to us. No wonder we won't even succeed in life. Why? We're cursing the source. And so that was the curse that was being given. If you, Mary, would say yesterday this is what will happen. People will say, you are a whore for the rest of your life. And your kids would bear that image. They'll go to school and they'll say, oh, nanay mo. That's what Mary was saying. I'm okay with all those things. So Mary was willing to let go of her comfort, her security, her identity, her reputation, her marriage. She doesn't even blink. She said, I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Now, you look at this and you just want to just clap your hands. Grabe, Mary. Now, also, another warning. Because we live in our Filipino culture, Mary should not be our object of faith. But she should be an example of faith. I do pray that you pray a prayer like, Lord, let me be like Mary, who could respond in such a way. Grabe yung faith ni Mary. Kaya talaga blessed is Mary among women. People will call her blessed. Why? Because of her response. And I do hope you honor her. Not worship her as an object of worship, but to honor her. Iba yun eh. Now, if you're a Christian and you're a long-time Christian, please, don't be a hater and say, you know, ganyan, ganyan yan. Dapat din yun. It's not like that, right? You need to honor her. God chose her. She is highly favored by God. Now, another encouragement. I want to talk to the parents because of the life of Mary. Pagpapansin, no, parang parenting, no, from Zechariah to John the Baptist and now with Mary. Mary is an encouragement for us as parents to look at our children with the eyes of God. I've got two daughters. I've got a 7 and a 5. I know the drama of women, right? I live amongst women at home, right? And there's a lot of women in there, a lot of crying, a lot of, you know, hugging. Okay, so parents, understand this. When the angel appeared to Mary, she was young. But if you can see, she was able to carry such a conversation that's faith-filled with an angel of the Lord. To be able to say, I'm your servant. May it be to me as you have said. Prayer ko to Lord, sana ma-raise up ko yung lahat ng anak ko. Na pag may magpakita mang anghel or magsalita yung Holy Spirit sa kanila, they can actually carry out a conversation with the Holy Spirit. That they're not this group of young women who won't care about their faith in God. It's amazing how Mary responded. Question kasi sa parents, are we creating such an environment sa bahay? Na-involved sila. Spiritually, they're being trained. What example are we showing them? 12 years old, entrusted by God with something big. If you have a 12-year-old, can you entrust your 12-year-old with something? Mismo 100 di mo mabigay sa 12 years old mo. Why? You've never empowered and discipled them. You've got to create a culture in your family. Points them to God. There's a high trust. I'm not saying high trust, pakawalan mo na yan dahil 12 years old yan. Pero i-guide natin na mabuti. Let's guide them well. Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm coming out with a blog that's birthed out of this. That as fathers, we need to raise up our daughters to know that they're beautiful, but not sensual. You've got to create an environment like that. A lot of young women today, and it's heartbreaking. I'm a youth pastor before becoming the pastor here in Green Hills. A lot of young women today are very sensual. Just search Instagram, and you'll just see. Kahit balot na balot, ha? Kita mo sa mata, iba. Why? It's the culture that has empowered it. And we've never raised up women and men could actually be responsible and act as men and women and no longer as, you know, tawag natin dyan adolescence. It's actually a term created in America because they couldn't explain this age group. So they said, gawin na lang natin adolescence para lahat ng pagkakamali, pwede nilang gawin sa adolescence. Ibang-iba sa mga Hudyo. Mga Hudyo, pag 12 ka, pag 13 ka, from boy, men. Girl, women. Pag may desisyon ng pamilya, kasama yung 13-year-old. Bakit? Binibigyan na agad ng responsibilidad. Nagbabantay na rin ng tindahan yan. Ay. Totoo. Ibig sabihin, involved yan. Kaya nga sila, pwede na sila ma-engage at the age of 12. Because by 13, they could get married. They're being entrusted. But now, ngayon, may ano pa tayo, may term tayo sa mga ligaw, no? Tweeners. Di ba? Ibig sabihin, sila raw yung ano ba tawag doon? Yung confused. Di ba? Sa age nila. 10 years old ako eh. Hindi na ako bata. Hindi na ako binata. Ano ako? Tweeners! Parang ganon. Right? Ayos! Tweeners! Gumawa pa tayo ng tweeners ngayon. Di ba? You've got to look them in the eye. They're 12. Look at them in the eye and say, you're now a man. I'll teach you how to be a man. Let's read the Bible together. Okay. Fathers, please, don't stop hugging your 12-year-old. They need to know a real hug that's out of love so that they could distinguish what is love and lust. Huwag mo sa'yo, awkward eh, 13 na siya eh. Hindi awkward yan. Mas awkward yan pag may nakita kang kahag niyang iba. Mas awkward yun, tapos gusto mo pang sapakin, di ba? So, mas mabuti pang ikaw nang mag-hug para alam nila. Dapat tayo nagsasabi ng I love you. Para alam nila ano yung I love you na bola, tsaka yung I love you na totoo. they would sense what's right and wrong. Have we created that environment for our kids, especially our daughters? Right? Mary has her own faith at the age of 12. And she chose to be a virgin. Now, don't think, olden times yan, kaya lahat sila virgin. Not true. Read Corinthians. Read Colossians. The background was, it's a sex-saturated culture. There's prostitution. There's a lot of sex goddesses and temple prostitutes. So you can worship and have... Mas matindi pa sila dati kaysa... Dati libreng sex sa church. That's how it is before. So don't say, it's olden times. It's not olden times. So it's not also old-fashioned to say, you know, it's actually good to raise them up in a pure way. And she's pure and she's able to carry a conversation with an angel. And one more thing, no? Again, sorry, two more things. I know I have 2 minutes left. All right? Nung sinabi niya, may it be to me as you have said, what was the ministry that's being entrusted to her? There's actually two that as women you need to embrace. Number one, whether you're stay-at-home, working, or single mom. Right? She received the ministry of a wife and of a mother. When she said, okay, let's do this, she was saying, I'll be a mom. I'll be a wife. It's ministry. You know, I don't want to exchange with my wife. I don't want to stay with the kids every day. Hindi ko kaya. Na-try ko na eh. Na naiwan ako, tapos si Tammy lumabas. Mga 2 hours pa lang, Tammy, na saan ka na uwi ka na dito? Parang ganun, di ba? Kasi iba talaga. Alam mong iba. May ministry ang mga misis. Okay? And there are things that only your wife can do to you. And nobody else can do that for you. Mary was saying, actually, I'll be a mom. I'll raise this boy. His name will be Jesus. That's my gift to the world. My son will save the world from their sin. You know, Mary had other kids. One was Jude, who wrote a book in the New Testament. And the other one was James, who wrote a book entitled James, right? And pastored the church in Jerusalem, right? You know, at the end of her life, ano kaya sinabi ni Mary? I regret all these things. I'm a mother of a son who saved the world, and another son who pastored the church, another son who wrote a book. Siguro, sarap, no? Sabi niya, I'm privileged. Let it be. May it be, as you have said. Because God was entrusting her with bigger responsibilities. Alam ko yung kapit ng culture natin ngayon, no, na nanay ka lang, or ganyan ka lang, sa mga bata ka lang. Kaya nga sa mga singles, di ba, late ka na mag-asawa, bakit? Maka may anak ka na, hindi mo na ma-achieve yung dreams mo. So self, parang, hey, being a mom is a hard job. If you're work at home, you're a working mom, it's harder for you. That's why there's grace available. Right? So don't also feel condemned, nag-work ako eh. Okay lang yun. Pag single mom ka, nako, pag-pray ka rin namin, mas matindi yun. Diba? But all this, it means it's a ministry. Do not neglect your primary responsibility as a wife and as a mother. And let me end with this. Again, I said, let me go micro, no? The story in Scripture reveals a bigger story. And it's the same with Mary. God speaks to Mary as God would speak to us. And God says, you'll give birth to new life. And when we became Christians, God says, you'll give birth to new life. You will be born again. And it's not, you know, and just as the Holy Spirit did a miracle in Mary's life, the Holy Spirit is actually doing a miracle in our life. Yung pagbabago na nangyari sa atin is actually a miracle. It's something supernatural. And just as Mary was incapable on her own to give birth to this new life, we actually are very incapable on our own to worship the Lord. Why? Because we're dead in our sins. But it's God who gives us this new life. And because of God's goodness, Mary was able to respond, I'm your servant. It's not my life, it's yours. Whatever you want, I'll do it.
And I hope we could respond like Mary. I'm your servant, Lord. It's not my life. This is your life. Rewrite the script that I've written. Do what you want. Because what you want is what I want. Sick, healthy, rich, poor, single, married, barren, fertile, failure, success. I'm your servant. Whatever you want, do it, Lord. That's what I want. And that's what I want for each and everyone here. And we'll have an opportunity to do that right now as we pray. We'll just bow down our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you are good. Lord, even as you've called us, it is out of favor. Something we don't deserve. It's a favor that you've put upon us, the same way you did with Mary. And Lord, I pray for each and everyone. Lord, even as you've shown your favor and your grace and your power, Mary was able to respond, I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said. Lord, we have a lot of things that we need to deal with. Kasalanan, ambisyon, ugali, na kinakausap mo na kami ng matagal na Lord, or some, Lord, you're exposing even now. And may we respond like Mary. Some, Lord, you're asking us to do something and we're fearful, just like Zechariah. But Lord, I pray that we would start to move in faith, knowing that nothing is impossible with God, that we can say, Lord, I'm your servant. It's not my life, it's yours. Do whatever it is that you want. Lord, may we have that same kind of prayer. Lord, even as we go home and pray tonight, sa mga sasabihin mo sa amin, may we respond in the right way, just like Mary. Lord, thank you for giving us an example of faith. And I pray, Lord, for all the women here, Lord, that they would be like Mary, not just in their faith, but they would be like Mary, every young man and woman here, that we would not idolize marriage. We would not idolize our identity and security in relationships, but only in you. And I pray for every parent in this room, Lord, that we would be able to raise up Marys in our household. Lord, that they would fear God, they would listen to God, they would be able to converse with the Holy Spirit. Lord, that they would make biblical decisions. Lord, that they would be mature in faith even at a young age. That you would entrust them. And Lord, I pray that the same entrustment that you're giving to the next generation, as parents, be able, Lord, to give to our kids. To pray for them, to guide them, to walk in the ways of the Lord. But we thank you and we give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.